علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we came to understand that from the 16th sermon that Imam Ali alayhi salam presented to the people when he was just taking up the authority, where now he was giving his maiden speech, where now he's trying to give his strategy, Imam Ali alayhi salam comes up and quickly tries to remind the people and show them the problem that is there in front of him, the difficulty that is ahead of him, and what he needs to do. And this is the sign of a true leader, that he clearly pinpoints that mistake that the society is going through in the most wise of manners, and then he shows a strategy that to fight against that. Though that strategy that he wants to apply would be the actual reason why he would have to give up his life and suffer and be murdered and martyred by the people. But he had to do that. Imam Ali alayhi salam was Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was al-haqqu aliyun ma'al-haqq ma'al-haqq wal-haqqu ma'ali. He was a person who was with the truth, and the truth was with him. So it was not possible that Imam Ali needed to do the right thing at the right time, at the right place. And now the strategy of Imam Ali alayhi salam was to tell them that, look, that system that you are following right now is a redundant old age system of ignorance. Now you need a new system that I'm going to present to you. And that was what was going to shake the community severely.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind. So first, Imam Ali prepares the minds and tells them that, O people, based on my understanding of the past and my analysis of today, I am telling you that whatever mistakes the previous communities did, do not repeat them, because those mistakes that they did had an effect, and that effect is common. It will affect you also today if you repeat those mistakes. So I am telling you that I know how you are before the coming of the Prophet, and you know that also. I know how you are, and you know how you are. You are under a tyrannical system. You are in the yoke of ignorance. you are confined in oppression and suppression. You know, people of Islam, today also, you are like that. My analysis tells me that you've gone back, you've backtracked, you're in the same situation. Now, if you are in the same situation like the previous people, what happened to the previous people? The previous generations, that means that generation before the coming of Islam, those who held on to those redundant social systems and those, weak and fraudulent social orders, they fell down and were crushed with those social systems. But those who held on to the true Islam, they were saved. So now I'm telling you, people today, if you want to hold on to these systems before I came, that means the systems that were in place by the Muslim leaders before me, then know that if you continue with those systems, you are going to be crushed by those systems, those social systems, those social orders, those governing principles of the previous redundant, leaders. You will face the same problem today. So I am telling you, O people, that beware of this situation. So what am I going to do as Imam Ali alayhi salam? What is my duty as a leader? My duty is that I am going to change those previous systems. Because if I don't change those previous systems, they are going to drown. You're going to drown down with them because they are redundant. They are meant to be destroyed. They are meant for destruction. And you will get destroyed with them. So what am I going to do? I'm going to change those systems. And that's going to be very severely difficult for you.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. So now we are seeing that Imam Ali's strategy is to create a revolution, kind of, to change those social systems that have come back, those social orders, those redundant social orders. And now when you want to change those social orders, it's not going to be easy because then there will be a lot of problems. People are going to face difficulties. And that is why Imam Ali al-Salam says, لَتُبَلْبَلُنَّ بَلْبَلَةً, that you are going to face difficulties. You will be shaken severely. لَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً. There will be severe shaking. There will be a sifting process. There will be a very bad sifting process, a very difficult sifting process, because there is no choice. That is my strategy. You have ended up having a social order that is redundant. So I need to change that social order. وَلَتُسَاطُنَّ سَوْتَ الْقِدَرِ. And just like how you can see how when there's a pot with some boiling heated material, how things inside it are like, you know, bubbling and turning around here and there. That's how I'm going to change things. حَتَّى يَعُودَ أَسْفَلُكُمْ أَعْلَاكُمْ. Until those that are under come above, وَعَلَاكُمْ أَسْفَلَكُمْ, and those who are above will come below. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to change that order, the order which is existing today. O people, those who have been sleeping and resting out of adamance and not want to change your ways, لَتُبَلْبَلُنَّ بَلْبَلَةً, there'll be a lot of difficulties. There'll be a change, a very vast change that is going to affect you. I'm going to destroy those and change those, the way you have arranged yourself, that structure that you have placed in front, that redundant one. I'm going to change that class system that you have made. What type of class system have you made for yourselves, whereby there are certain people who are rich, certain people who are, let's say, because they are generals, army generals, or because they are some veterans, they have special preference over others and unequal opportunity of wealth and knowledge apart from everyone. How can that be? That is unacceptable. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam came for that, to change the system and to rejuvenate life into the Muslim Ummah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه